Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. If we're talking entry-level proteins, it's hard to get more basic than ground beef. It's one of those products that exists as an afterthought. It's what you get after all the other good stuff has been cut up and packaged. So Chef Jerry Pellegrino, ground beef is still a worthy subject for discussion because it's so versatile.
Oh, I agree. I mean, you know, it's rumored to have come, you know, from the Mongol and horsemen of the 13th century who would put meat under their saddle and ride on it all day to tenderize it. Eventually, it evolved into what German immigrants, you know, brought to the United States, the Hamburg steak, or sometimes we call it the Salisbury steak.
Right.
And then finally, it's now we probably most often think about it as the modern hamburger.
Do I have it right that it's sort of the remnant cuts of the good stuff is cut away and what's left is what they use for ground beef?
Certainly any of the prime cuts, there's no need to grind them up. But certainly things from the shoulders, the legs, odds and ends, in lieu of braising, they can be ground. And certainly in the 19th century, when all these mechanical meat grinders came available, it became ubiquitous in this country. There was ground beef everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one thing we need to remember about ground beef is it's a lot more delicate in terms of food safety than, say, a piece of steak. So, you know, a steak is kind of hermetically sealed, and its only exposure is the surface. And air is a little bit of a dilemma because it carries a lot of microbes.
Sure.
And when you grind beef, obviously, no matter where, everything inside and out has been exposed to air. So the handling of ground beef, it needs to be kept much colder. You might want to worry about grocery store ground beef if you don't trust the guys who are handling it. And it's also why we see a lot of times restaurants will now only cook burgers all the way through. There's no more sort of rare burgers because it's just a little bit more challenging to handle. So just know that when you're using it.
Yeah. I know that the butchers I've seen working keep their food grinders meticulously clean. They're very, very serious about it.
Yeah. And often they grind meat in a cold room, not at room temperature, to make sure that they're trying to keep that bacterial load as low as possible.
Jerry, how about the fat content in ground beef? What do you think about that?
Well, again, it's, you know, people, I think, mistakenly are concerned about fat in their diet, but the common is 80-20, you know, so 80% meat, 20% fat. I've seen 90-10.
Yeah.
If you're concerned about fat intake, I've actually seen 70-30. But, you know, I think for a burger, 80-20 is great. For meatballs and other things, 70-30 is kind of my go-to. But that's purely a choice. You know, that's your choice.
Now, if I'm going to freeze my ground beef, how long will I be able to keep it?
Right. So ground beef kind of, especially if it's wrapped in an airtight package, like a vacuum bag, pretty much has an indefinite life in the freezer.
Wow.
If it's not airtight and your freezer goes through those like sort of self-defrosting freeze-thaw cycles, you may get some oxidation on the edges and it might get brown over time.
Right.
But that doesn't mean it's bad. It's just been discolored. But it really lends itself extremely well to freezing and even for long term.
Well, we're going to put some good ground beef recipes on the website so people can try them at home.
Of course.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.